Good evening, everyone. Continuing with Tefillah Kehilchosa and the Inyan of Kaddish. So in the Piskei Tshuvas, he points out what's considered the Iker Kaddish, what's the main part of the Kaddish, and what's the Tosefta, what's the additional part of the Kaddish. He explains, the Iker HaKaddish, kefish esiknuhu anshe knesa gedolahu ad da'amiran bi'almov imru amein. That is the Iker part of the Kaddish. And of course we know that that's true, because these Kaddishim that we recite, be'emtza tefillah, that is where we say up until that point. Of course, we say before Ashrei, right? We know, da'amiran bi'alma avim romein. That is what the poskim write, is the Iker Kaddish. That's what's the main body of the Kaddish. Now, everything that came after, he explains the bakoshos psukim she'acharkach nesaknu was a takana, that was a tosefes, it was an additional, add an arrangement to the Kaddish. What was that? So again, there were different parts that betekufos acher mikan lafia inyan. It would depend on what the topic is. It depends on the purpose, the inyan. So for example, tiskabel, the part of the Kaddish we call a Kaddish sholem, where we say tiskabel, that's gemara tefila. That's associated with the end of davening. So you wouldn't say tiskabel, right? If it's not at the end of davening. Of course, this is part of whenever there's a musaf, like we're going to have on Thursday, on Rosh Chodesh, so at the end of Shachris, you say a tiskabel. Whereas if it wasn't, then you wouldn't. You say a chatzi kaddish. So tiskabel is in relation to Gemara Tfila. Heishlam Rabba, v'chaim toiv malenu, according to those of that nusach, that is the kaddish yosem. That was an addition that was added for the mourner's kaddish. Al yisov ha-rabbonon, etc., the Gemara Limud, as we learned. That was very specific. But those were only add-ons. And those add-ons are specific to the inyan, whatever it is. But there's another add-on, and this second, final add-on, when I say second to whatever the category is, this is universal to all of them. I mean, if we say the amiran bi'alma v'imru amein is the end of kaddish, actually bi'ikr, so then there's a final lateral part of the add-on that actually brings a halacha. That's a halacha psuka. A misaimim, you know that when you finish the kaddish, what do? You say osay shalom bi'mraimav. What is that? Take three steps back. You bow to the left, which is to the right. So we know that. So it's interesting here. The Piskei Tshuva says that when you do that, which means this is symbolic of what we do. Just like we finish our Shmona Esrei, as we're taking leave of the Melech. We're taking leave and say, "Oseh shalom b'mirah, oseh shalom." Right, Hamelech, we're just taking leave of you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In this instance, after Shmoneh Esrei, he says that's ke'ein, just like you did that at Shmoneh Esrei. So too, you do it here with the Kaddish. So here he says the following halacha: the kivon shehukas shvach zeh the Shmoneh Esrei. This is a shvach. This is a part of the tefillah that is expressing gratitude, praise to the Ribono Shel Olam. So since there's a hekesh, there's a connection, a corollary of this shvach, this praise, the one expresses at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So nahogim kol yisrael la'amod b'sha samirasa litzad mizrach. Of course, you know that if that's true, that the person who's saying kaddish, you face east. Raglaim tzmudos chuvanos. Your feet have to be put together and very strict, right? You're standing like a malach, like an angel. Again, if the idea is that you have to keep your feet together as you did when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying the Kaddish, and then when you finish the Shmoneh Esrei, right, in that comparison, you take three steps back, Oseh Shalom. So when you're saying the Kaddish, your feet should be together the same way. I see sometimes people with their feet are not together. So you have to have your feet